He gazed upward and found himself under the branches of a tree in full view of the bay. The lumpy ground hurt. Barely 10 feet away, seagulls strutted around, squawking, flapping their skinny wings and picking at something in the grass. Cole stared down at his chest. The bear's claws had raked him open. His shredded shirt exposed gashes with long strips of flesh missing. One of the gulls squawked as it stole a stringy piece of meat and skin from another gull. Cole realized the gulls were fighting over bits of his own torn flesh. He tried to shout and wave at them, but all he managed was a lame flopping of his left hand, a dull, angry grunt caught in his throat. The gulls shied a few feet, then returned to picking through the grass. In a rage, Cole tried to spit at them. The bloody mucus ran down his chin and dripped on his shoulder. Cole licked his numb lips, but the pain made him stop. He had bitten his tongue when the bear slammed his face into the ground. He watched as one by one the gulls took to the air. They circled out over the bay in search of better pickings. Cole glared at them. The gluttonous seagulls had brazenly eaten chunks torn from his chest and were now onto something else, a herring or a clam. What luck, Cole thought, to end up on an island with a stupid bear that didn't have brains enough to run away. And the seagulls. He hoped they choked to death. What pea brains, eating his ripped flesh as indifferently as they would bits of fish. They treated him like any other animal. Cole wanted to scream. Hey, look at me, I'm Cole Matthews, I'm better than you. But all he could manage was a grunt. If only he had a gun. The squawking of the gulls over the bay echoed like hollow laughter. They were laughing at him, Cole thought. He wished he had never come to this island. But he was here. Nothing could change that. He was trapped on a godforsaken island alone and mauled within an inch of his life by a white monster bear. Cole tried to gather his wits. The mauling didn't make sense. In the past, everything had always been afraid of him. Why wasn't the bear scared? A bear with half a brain would have turned tail and run. Instead, this dumb animal had attacked. Now it wandered out in the woods somewhere, the mauling little more than an inconvenience to its mourning. Cole glanced down and spotted the knife blade lying by his side. It satisfied him to see the spirit bear's blood on the blade tip. Grimacing, he raised his left hand to wipe his own blood from his lips. He saw his fist tightly gripping the clump of white matted hair he had ripped off the bear. The sight of the hair caused him to shudder. Cole tensed his arm to throw away the stark reminder of his mauling, but paused. Instead, he worked his hand to his side and stuffed the hair in his pants pocket. If he lived through this, he would have something to brag about. He could prove he had fought a bear. The hair gave Cole a sense of power. No bear would willingly give up a big clump of hair. Cole struggled to shift his position on the uneven ground, but stiffness had set into his joints like hardened cement. He couldn't roll to either side. If only he could use both arms. Struggling, he raised his head for a better look at his right arm. It lay mangled and useless. All he could see of his forearm was ripped shirt and ragged torn flesh. A bloody white bone jutted out near his elbow like a broken stick. His fingers looked artificial, pale and puffy from grabbing the devil's club. They faced the wrong direction. The only sensation he had from the arm was a throbbing burn in his shoulder.